KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. We have fair to partly cloudy skies. It's 12 degrees above zero, we look for to be. Partly cloudy today with a high of 28, winds out of the north at around 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Red Oak police late Sunday night arrested a woman for driving while suspended. 32-year-old Sarah Ann Billy of Red Oak was taken into custody following a traffic stop at around 10:40 p.m. near Highway 34 and 4th Streets in Red Oak. Billy was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on bond amounting to slightly more than $491. An Atlantic man charged with attempted murder and willful injury, a Class B and Class C felony respectively, following an incident on December 5th, has entered a written plea of not guilty and is scheduled to be arraigned this morning. Arraignment is a formal reading of a criminal charging document in the presence of the defendant to officially inform them of the charges against them. According to court records, defense attorney Robert Engler entered the written plea for 34-year-old Richard J. Doss Jr. on Friday. Doss Jr. was arrested after a man arrived at the Cass County Memorial Hospital emergency room after being stabbed. Atlantic police said the incident happened at an apartment complex just across the street from the hospital. The victim was treated at the hospital and then transported by helicopter to UNMC in Omaha for further treatment. Doss Jr. was arrested December 6th, just hours after the stabbing. His trial is slated for February 22nd. Late this past week, we reported the Atlantic School Board had planned to hold a special session to possibly enact a policy with regard to COVID-19 vaccinations for the district's staff based on a federal mandate. Well, late Sunday morning, school officials issued a statement canceling the special meeting for today following a separate statement issued Friday night by the Iowa Division of Labor. The Iowa Division of Labor said, by closely reviewing the federal OSHA vaccine mandate, Iowa has determined it will not adopt the federal standard. Iowa had concluded that it's not necessary because Iowa's existing standards are at least as effective as the federal standard change. Therefore, the Atlantic School District said, because the state of Iowa will not adopt the federal standard mandating vaccines, we will be canceling our special board meeting scheduled for today at noon. They will still hold their regular school board meeting this Wednesday, beginning at 5:30. Also, the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School Board has canceled their special meeting set for 1 o'clock this afternoon for the same reason. Members of the CAM School District's Board of Education will meet in a regular session beginning this evening at 6:30 in the CAM High School Superintendent's Office. Among the action items on their agenda are those pertaining to open enrollments, resignations, and contracts, and that'll be under their consent agenda, and approval of change to legal counsel, midterm graduates, 500 and 600 series board policies, and a possible action on approving a board policy with regard to employee vaccination testing for COVID-19. The CAM School Board will also share presentations with the CAM Education Association with regard to opening proposals for negotiations. They will also continue discussions pertaining to the district facilities. The 2022 Iowa legislative session kicks off later this morning at the Capitol in Des Moines. Republicans hold a majority of the seats in the Iowa House and Senate, giving the GOP control of the policy agenda. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds has made clear priority number one will be tax cuts, but she won't reveal her policy proposals until tomorrow night, that is, during the annual condition of the state address.
But you can look for a bold and historic agenda that includes, among other things, another round of tax cuts, a comprehensive workforce package, and of course, continued education reform.
Speaker Pat Grassley, the top Republican in the House, said there are several issues related to parental involvement in education.
You're seeing continued interest in parents having their voices heard.
There is no resolution yet, though, over the governor's proposal to have the state give parents in a handful of districts state money to send their kids to a private school. The plan failed to advance in 2021 after a few House Republicans, along with all Democrats, raised concerns. Grassley says tax conversations are going to be the most significant part of the 2022 session, as the state's taxpayer relief fund is
overflowing.
With $1 billion of overpayment from Iowa's taxpayers, I think it's imperative on the legislature to make sure we're getting that back in the hands of Iowans.
Governor Reynolds says the long-term goal should be to eliminate the state income tax. House Minority Leader Jennifer Converse, a Democrat from Windsor Heights, says complete elimination of the income tax would forever eliminate about half the state's total revenue.
You know, if the income tax is eliminated, millionaires and billionaires would get a $325 million tax cut. I think they've had enough tax cuts. So I think it's time to focus those tax cuts on Iowa's working in middle class, the people who have been left out before.
Senate Democratic Leader Zach Walls of Coralville says the state is flush with cash because of federal pandemic relief.
The idea that we're going to spend these one-time dollars on a permanent elimination of the income tax doesn't make sense.
Democrats say some of the state's billion-dollar surplus should be used on other priorities, like shoring up public schools that face teacher shortages. Republicans say there will be money in the general state budget for education. And Senate Republican Leader Jack Whitfer of Ankeny says the surplus is expected to double to more than $2 billion by this summer.
You know, we want to use that to reduce taxes and, again, focus on the individual income tax rate to get that as low and as competitive as we possibly can.
Senate and the House are scheduled to start at 10 o'clock this morning. Shortly after convening, Republican Dave Rowley of Spirit Lake will be sworn in as member of the Senate. He won a special election in Senate District 1 in December to replace a Republican senator who resigned and moved to Texas for a job there. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building.